Hello, and welcome to An Encouraged Heart. This is Cynthia, and thank you for joining me for Bible study. I'm in week 4 of Jesus experiencing his touch, and this particular study covers Mark chapters 1 through 6. If you have not had a chance to purchase your Bible study, please go online to Precept Ministries. Otherwise, please feel free to open your Bibles to Mark chapter 4. Let's first begin with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for giving us this day. We praise your name. We give you honor. We give you glory. We just thank you, Lord, for your Son. We thank you, Lord, for our salvation. We just ask that you would be here in the midst of the Bible study. Continue, Lord, to give us understanding of your words. Help us, Lord, to just hear you clearly, Lord. We give you all honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. For those of you who have your workbooks, please turn to page 51. And in the observation section, it says here that we're going to read Mark chapter 4, verses 21 through 34. We're going to mark references to Jesus with a cross. We're going to put a symbol of an ear over the words "hear" and "listen." And we're going to also mark the word "word" with an open book. Now that we've left the parable of the sower, we're going to use an open book to also mark the word of God and also the words of Jesus. Okay? So again, let me repeat that. We're going to, of course, mark references to Jesus. We're going to mark the word "hear" and the word "listen" with an ear. And we're going to mark the word "word" and also the word of God and the words of Jesus with an open book. Okay? So let's begin. Again, looking at verses 21 through 34. "And he was saying to them," so mark "he" for Jesus, "a lamp is not brought to be put under a basket, is it, or under a bed? Is it not brought to be put on the lampstand? For nothing is hidden except to be revealed, nor has anything been secret, but that it would come to light. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear." So mark "hear" and "hear." "And he was saying to them," so mark "he" for Jesus, "take care what you listen to," so mark the word "listen." "By your standard of measure, it will be measured to you, and more be given you besides. For whoever has to him, more shall be given, and whoever does not have, even what he has shall be taken away from him." And he was saying," so mark "he" for Jesus, "the kingdom of God is like a man who casts seed upon the soil, and he goes to bed at night and gets up by day, and the seed sprouts and grows, how he himself does not know. The soil produces crops by itself, first the blade, then the head, then the mature grain and the head. But when the crop permits, he immediately puts in the sickle, because the harvest has come." And he said, so mark "he" for Jesus, "how shall we picture the kingdom of God, or by what parable shall we present it? It is like a mustard seed, which, when sown upon the soil, though it is smaller than all the seeds that are upon the soil, yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes larger than all the garden plants and forms large branches so that the birds of the air can nest under its shade." With many such parables, he was speaking the word to them. So mark "he" for Jesus, mark the word "word," so far as they were able to hear it. And so we're going to mark the word "here." We're going to also mark the word "it," referring to the word. "And he did not speak to them without a parable." So mark "he" for Jesus. "But he," mark "he" again, "was explaining everything privately to his own disciples." So mark "his" for Jesus. Okay? Also, it tells us on page 51 as well that we're going to look at the text one more time. And this time, we're going to draw a box around the phrase the kingdom of God. And also we're going to put a question mark above the word parable, okay? So again, we're going to reread looking for the phrase the kingdom of God and also the word parables, okay? And he was saying to them, a lamp is not brought to be put under a basket, is it, or under a bed? Is it not brought to be put on the lampstand? For nothing is hidden except to be revealed, nor has anything been secret, but that it would come to light. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. And he was saying to them, take care what you listen to. By your standard of measure, it will be measured to you, and more will be given you besides. For whoever has, to him more shall be given, and whoever does not have, even what he has shall be taken away from him. And he was saying, the kingdom of God, so Mark, kingdom of God, is like a man who casts seed upon the soil. And he goes to bed at night and gets up by day, and the seed sprouts and grows, how he himself does not know. The soil produces crops by itself, first the blade, then the head, then the mature grain in the head. But when the crop permits, he immediately puts in the sickle, because the harvest has come. And he said, how shall we picture the kingdom of God? So Mark, kingdom of God. Or by what parable shall we present it? So you are to also mark parable with question mark and also the word it. Okay? And put a box around it. That's referring to the kingdom of God. Moving on to verse 31. It is like a mustard seed. So put a box around it, which when sown upon the soil, though it is smaller than all the seeds that are upon the soil, yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes larger than all the garden plants and forms large branches so that the birds of the air can nest under its blade. Moving on to the last two verses. With many such parables, the Mark parables, he was speaking the word to them so far as they were able to hear it. Okay, and he did not speak to them without a parable, so Mark parable, but he was explaining everything privately to his own disciples. Okay, so I hope you got all of those markings, and we're going to look at the questions. The first one, which is on page 51, says here, what did Jesus tell his listeners in verses 21 through 25 that can serve as an exhortation or caution for us? Okay. Well, here Jesus teaches about the parable of the lamp. And we know that a lamp illuminates light. The Bible tells us that Jesus is the light of the world. Therefore, the gospel message must not be hidden. The spiritual truths that have been revealed are not to be hidden. Therefore, we are to share Jesus and the gospel message with everyone, as it says in verse 23. Okay, so that's the implication there. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. So let him hear the word, let him receive the word. That is, again, receiving and applying the word. Also, Jesus tells his followers that to the degree that someone accepts and obeys the word of God determines their fruitfulness. Okay. The more we accept God's word, the more fruitfulness God will entrust to us, which certainly is in contrast to those who do not accept the word. Whatever they have will be taken away. And we see that in verse 25. Okay. Moving on to the second question. It says here, what did you learn about the kingdom of God in verses 26 through 29? Well, Jesus compared the kingdom of God to a man who casts seed upon the soil, and over time the seed sprouts and grows. The latter part of verse 27 says that the man does not know how this happens. Looking at the next couple of verses, which talks about how the soil produces a crop and becomes ready for harvest. So here we see how the seeds that we sow into someone's life will grow. It is the Lord and not us who brings the increase, certainly. So as Christ's disciples, we are called to make disciples. We are to teach others by sharing the gospel. It is the Lord, of course, who works in the hearts of men to bring them to salvation and maturity, of course. Okay. Moving on to the next question. It says here, what did you learn from marking kingdom in verses 30 through 32? Well, Jesus also compares the kingdom of God to a mustard seed. Although it is the smallest of the seeds, it grows and becomes the largest of all the plants and forms branches so that the birds can nest in them. Here, I think this is an illustration of the effect that each one of us has on others as we spread the gospel one person at a time. As we disciple one, they in turn are to disciple others, so that one seed of the gospel, the truth about the Lord, about Jesus Christ, so that one seed of the gospel that was first planted has been multiplied. Okay. The next question says here, what new insights, if any, did you learn from marking parables in this passage? Well, here we see again that Jesus spoke many parables to share truth about the kingdom of God. Some heard, some received it. We also know that some did not. So we saw that, of course, in verse 33. It says, with many such parables, he was speaking the word to them so far as they were able to hear it. So some heard and accepted it. Some heard and did not. Okay. We also see in the next verse, Jesus further explained everything about the parables privately to his disciples. Okay. Well, I'm going to conclude our study for today. I hope that our time together has been a blessing to you. If so, please be sure to subscribe to my podcast or YouTube channel. There will be links in the description box for this episode, and be sure to share the podcast with a friend. Take care, and I look forward to you joining me next time. God bless.